Welcome to the RepChat Inside Stories series, conversations with creative talent and creative entrepreneurial businesses. We discover the inside stories that inspire and motivate creative people to do what they do. So I'm really, really delighted to be in the virtual studio with Reisky. Reisky from South London. How are you, Reisky?
I'm doing well, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing very well as well, Reisky. And we're here to talk about your beautiful, wonderful music. And I just want to tell the listeners something very special. Discovered Reisky. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Reisky. Yeah.
Okay. Reisky. On a trip home, and I was wandering over one of the bridges in London, and I saw him with his camera crew filming a really beautiful song. And I asked him if he didn't mind using a piece of his music for our play Newsworthy, because it fits so well. And that's how we got talking, and he sent me some other pieces and thought it'd be a really good idea to do a podcast with you. So, Reisky, how would you describe your music?
I would say it's like mellow vibes, like singy type of rap. I call it melodic rap. It's melody. It's just, you know, when I get into that zone, I can just come up with crazy hooks, because it's more that my hooks have more of the singing. I describe my music as it's exciting. It's vibesy. You can actually just chill. Whatever you're doing, really, it's just chilling music. It's that cool.
Where did it all begin?
It actually started from when I was younger, really. It's been in my blood, like, from when I was younger. I started off with choir school, drumming.
And you mentioned you went to gospel.
Yeah, I went to choir school. I did choir at primary as well. So I've been, over the years, doing a lot of things to do with music. I started off with the instruments. Then I went more to the rapping because of my cousins. Mm-hmm. So I've got a cousin that raps, and when we would, like, meet up with each other, we would literally just be freestyling. This was when I got older, by the way, because I wasn't good. I wasn't great, but over time, I got better. I start, like, going on YouTube, searching for beats, and then just rapping on them.
Fantastic. Well, let's listen to the first piece of music that you've sent to me, and this one is called Envy. Can you tell us a little bit about when this was written and a little bit about what inspired you to write this?
It was written sometime last year, near to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my first song that I wrote. Like, I wrote a whole different song, but because the beat got lost, I think the producer took the beat off, I couldn't record it. So I've been looking for a newer beat. So Envy was actually the second song, full song that I completed. And what it's basically about, obviously I'm saying how you say you love, you didn't leave me in the rain. It's like, it kind of goes back to dating. Also could be about, like, friendships as well. So it's like, it's more or less, it's a personal thing to me. It's like people envying me, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I've realized it. So that's why I made a song about it, because I felt like there was a lot of envious people. Yeah, it's just a personal thing to me, really.
Well, let's have a listen. So this is you singing Envy.
Yeah.
How you say you love me, then leave me in the rain. I'm tired of all these games and I'm tired of all this pain. A lot of people wanna try envy me. I got demons on my shoulder that won't let me breathe. Talks with the angels, now I can see. I know when people die, death ain't easy. I will always be there, please believe me. I take what I take, I can't be greedy. Yeah. Lately I've been hustling, been working hard, ain't got no time for struggling. You said you had my back, that was on bluff again. I don't wanna put up with none of that stuff again. That's why I find it so hard to love again. Problems on my back got me all juggling. thinking about a thousand ways to get this money in. And she told me that she loved me, but I don't believe it. I cry so hard to see my family eating. I pray I don't get closer to these demons. The world be full of fates, I can really see them. I thank God that I'm here still breathing. All these sleepless nights, be steadily working up on my grind. Said you love me, but I know you was telling lies. Should've kept it real, me, there was no need to lie. Now you got a deal, reminiscing the night. Them nights when I was all deep up inside her. Sure you rolling with me, but I know she preferred, but I know that you a demon, you just held the disguise. I'm just trying to make it right, yeah. Just take myself out of this nightmare. I had demons right by my side, yeah. Remember, I had demons right by my side. How you say you love me, then leave me in the rain. I'm tired of all these games and I'm tired of...
Very nice. So, who would you say influenced you the most in your musicality? You mentioned you had a cousin and then you went to school, but was there something or somebody in particular who really influenced you?
To be honest, I just listen to so much music. Like, I just love music. I'm passionate about it. I haven't got the greatest music ear, but I just love music. And I listen to a lot of American artists.
Mm-hmm.
I started off listening to people like Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole. Yeah, they were the main two.
What about here in London? Is there somebody that you follow here in London that you think is inspiring?
Not so much people who really inspire me over here, because the scene over here is crazy. Like, there's a lot of talented artists over here. I do listen to UK music. Mm-hmm. As well, a lot. Like, there's a few artists that listen to you that I rate. I would say it's more of an American influence than a UK influence. That's just down to the type of music, because I listen to different types of music. So mm-hmm. I've got American, it's the drill, I listen to Afro swing. So
it's very eclectic.
It's just different. So it kind of depends what mood I'm in, to be honest.
Well, after the second song, I'd like to talk about your creative process, but love the listeners to listen to Make It. And when was this recorded, Royski?
Make It was recorded 2 months ago.
Oh, it's quite recent.
Yeah, so it's a quite recent one. That's actually the most recent.
Okay, well, let's have a listen.
I promise we gon' make it. Look at this, be crazy. I promise one day that we gon' make it. I don't really care about the fame shit. Money on my mind, yeah, I gotta chase it. Keep it going till the day I make it. All these hands out the shit, come on. I know they wanna see me take a loss. I'm steady trying to make a lot. All these thoughts about me taking off. I keep hustling, I stay winning. Got no time for no haters, it's been the beginning. They say they were there, but I know they ain't with it. A lot of people just trying to keep up with the image. I got money on my mind, just play your position. Like, how's it hard to be real? I just don't get it. If I ever said I love you, promise I meant it. If I ever burn a bridge, promise I won't mend it. It's a lonely road, but I still gotta get. Don't question me about my loyalty or regret. I'm not a heartless kid, I need some mending. All these people talking shit, they really don't get. You won't understand if you never lived it. I've been working hard cause I'm trying to get it. But lately I've been feeling heartless. That's why I get my heartless.
And that's very different from the first one.
Yeah, it's different. It is different. Everything's just going into place right now, because from Envy, the transition, and then you got Fake Friends, No More. It went well because it was in the plan. I had a plan for it. Those three songs first, sort of thing. I wrote Make It a while ago. I've only recently recorded it. It's about, it's in the title, Make It. I spoke about envious people. I spoke about fake people. I spoke about my feelings, how I don't want to feel a type of way anymore. And now I'm talking about me making it on my music journey.
You write something down, or do you mess about on your recording suite? What's your creative process?
So what I do, I'll go on YouTube, I'll look at beats, and then I'll see what I like. I'll listen to the first 30 seconds of it. If I like it, I'll just start freestyling. I'll even do gibberish, like, you know what I mean? Just
making up a language which isn't really language.
Yeah. And even humming helps as well, like just humming, especially when it comes to the hook, just humming the melody.
So
like,
that's the melody. So you just go, yeah, got it.
Yeah. So I can do that, and that will help me get the bass line for the song. And then from there, I will voice record, like a voice note, make a voice note, so I remember that melody.
So one of the things I wanted to ask you before we listen to your next song, which is Fakes Friends, is do you have to be in a particular mood to be able to create and write and record music? Is there a mood that you need to be in, or do you just go, no, this is a question of discipline?
I'll be totally honest. I have to be in a certain mood because there's obviously writer's block, and I have got that a lot of times. Even now, I've got writer's block. I'm writing a song now and I've got writer's block, but it takes a while for me to get out of that zone. I even look at things on the internet to help me, like I'll type in how to get rid of writer's block. I've even got a few posts that help, says describe things around you, really, just to talk about things around you. But yeah, I definitely have to be in a certain mood.
And is this something you do most days? Is it some things you do at the weekends? And I know you work, so I just wondered in terms of the time that you spend on it.
Obviously, I work a full-time job, so I do get time, definitely get time to write music. I'll literally work from sometimes 9 to 6 or 11 to 8, and then I'll come home on my break so I can write something in between there. So any like spare time I get, I'll write, really. I do kind of wish I had more time to actually work on my music, especially like getting in the studio more. Writing at home, you know, I have to close my door and things like that. Noise, and you know what I mean?
I think that dedication, I mean, just saying, you know, finding the time to do this when you've got a full-time job. So it's time to listen to our third piece, which is called Fake Friends. I think the name says everything. Yeah. Have you known a few of these people?
Yes, yes, I have.
Right, well, let's have a listen.
Many snakes in the grass, I had to move away. I realized a lot of people just envy me. I don't like the energy, I had to move away. Put yourself in my shoes and you can feel my pain. Should've never left me in the rain. All my come up, I promise you gon' be back again. Yeah, yeah, ain't got no time for fake friends. Yeah, yeah, gotta keep it real to the end. Yeah, yeah, surrounded by some fake niggas, I can't really trust them. Evil eyes real, so now I'm screaming fuck them. Tryna see my money, taller than a mountain. Should be running down me, sound like a fountain. Tell me why they doubting, I don't know why. Keep my circle tight. Can't trust these niggas cause they really telling lies. You said you was there, you weren't really by my side. Behind my back, you just put up a disguise. I can't trust these niggas, they ain't really down to ride. They only hit me when it's over, that's worth the time. I never hit them cause I really be on my grind. I'm really on my grind, I ain't got time for the foolish, nah. You tryna play games, you ready stupid, You just gonna make me lose it, Yeah, yeah. Too many snakes in the grass, I had to move away. I realized a lot of people just envy me. I don't like the energy, I had to move away. Put yourself in my shoes and you can feel my pain. Should've never left me in the rain. On my come up, I promise you gon' be back again. Yeah, yeah, ain't got no time for fake friends. Yeah, yeah, gotta keep it real to the end.
So we've actually featured that song in Newsworthy in one conversation. So our... when the people listen to the podcast, they can actually hear you singing that song through one of the pieces. And I'd like to ask you, you talked about, you know, writer's block, and that might be, you know, one of the challenges. Are there any other challenges that you face in making music? For getting into the mood, writer's block. Is there anything else?
Oh, it would definitely be my lyrical content. Yeah, that, and also like using too many words in a bar. So when it comes to bars, certain amount of words, otherwise it's gonna just sound wrong.
Yeah. So you've got two things. You've got the meaning of the lyrics, and then you've got the flow of the lyrics with the music. And it's so, and it's crafting all that stuff to make sure it works. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
I'm really trying to just perfect my craft this year, get in the studio more. Yeah.
What song are you working on at the moment?
So at the moment, I've had a producer send me a few beats. I've listened to them. There's a beat that I really like. So I started writing. I've done a hook and I've done a verse there. I haven't got a name to tell you yet, but
I hope you send it to me when you've got that done. So this is time for our very last piece of music, and this one is called No More. So you just talk a little bit about this song before we play it.
So this one is actually a family favorite. Like, my family love this one, my friends love this one. This is also another personal one to me, because growing up, all we really had was each other. Me and my cousins, we've been tight from young, you know what I mean? Like, it's different now because we're older and, you know what I mean, people have like their own life to live. But that line was basically referred to them. We grew up, but we've had each other's back from day one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No more. When I say refer to like no pain, no pain, it's like, it's painful, the life that we live, that some of people my age live, actually even younger generation, like what's going on in the world.
Mm.
It's almost like a statement. I'm trying to say we've struggled, but when you have each other's back, the struggle is less painful.
I think there's something about, I mean, we've been through a pandemic. There's the isolation of that. There's the prospects of what is happening in the world. There's a war, there's climate, there's so much. So so was the song about all that stuff as well?
Not so much the pandemic,
but
more childhood, what I'm trying to do with like.
Let's have a listen.
About the pain and the struggles, trying to get it shit when it came from the mud. They don't even know about the pain and the struggle, trying to get it shit when it came from the mud. Growing up, all we really had was each other. Coming from the trenches, all I know is love. All of these things I feel inside, damn, I don't wanna feel this pain no more. No pain, no pain. I don't wanna feel this pain no more. Running up a bag, I gotta chase it. You either love me or you don't, you must be hating. I keep my circle small, ain't tell no fake shit. Stay up on my way if you know you playing. I got some shit up on my mind, I can't display it. All these thoughts in my head, this drive me crazy. Got no time for no sleep, I can't be lazy. Couldn't care about the fame or let it faze me. The loneliness, it really changed me. Got me sacking this bread, trying to feed the family. Got no time for no drama, just leave me at peace. I need to buy a crib far away overseas. Too much stress over here, I don't need it. I was really away fighting on some demons. Don't tell me you love me if you know you don't mean it. If you know you don't mean it. Yeah. Heartbeat broken, I'm trying to find these pieces.
Well, I love that piece of music, Raisky. And actually, it appears also in our audio series, and it's a very special moment, and I'll let the listeners listen to that when they listen to the podcast, but it actually fits beautifully into the scene of the podcast. So I wanted to ask you, if you had a message for like someone who wants to start playing music and doing what you're doing,
yeah,
someone who's listening to this and going, oh, I wish I could do what he's doing, what would you say to them?
Well, I would just tell them to just get on it, get straight to it. If you can make the connections first, also, if you're going to start making music, it's something that I would have done first that I didn't do. Mm-hmm. Just loaded up on tracks, just stacked up the music catalog, just build it up before you release. But definitely make the connections, because you're going to need the connections. There's so much talent out here. It's hard. It's hard to keep up. You know what I mean? It's hard to keep up. But
I think there's something we also said before I started the recording, which is there's something really important and healing almost in the creative process. And some people saying, oh, is this going to make me famous? Is this going to make me rich? Is this, you say, I'm doing it because it's within me. And there's something about making stuff, which is very human. It's very healing. Would you agree with that? I mean,
definitely. It's, you know, like, I just love it. Like, just passionate about it. It's enjoyable when you're listening to music, but when it's your own, it's just a different type of like enjoyment that you're feeling. You know what I mean? It's a thrill. It's almost like a thrill. Like.
Mm. And it's something. And I wanted to ask you a question as well. What are you most proud of?
What I'm most proud of? Do you know what? The person I am, that I've become, mm-hmm. I'm very proud of myself, because I've overcome a lot of obstacles in my life. I've grown well. The growth that I've made over the past couple of years is good. It's good, because I've been through tough times, you know what I mean?
This development of the music is wonderful music that you make. I just think that the fact that you're doing this and you can hear it in the lyrics, actually, you can hear it in the music, that there is, as you say, there is that resonance of you've had a life, you've lived through stuff. You don't have to tell everybody about it, but there is that, and that gives the music some depth, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just, you know, I'm just doing my thing, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to make my voice get heard, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm really thrilled that we met. I think the piece of the music that we're using, I think, brings the scene alive. And I love the collaboration as well. And I think there's something about the power of creativity, which is, as I say, it's healing. It makes you feel alive. And you're resonating with that. So thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview as well.
I appreciate the opportunity every time. I appreciate it.
So we're going to leave all your details in the show notes.
Yeah.
So if anybody's listening to this and they want a great musician, he's here.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, Gaffy.
You're very welcome. Okay, bye.
Take care, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Reb Chat Inside Stories series. We hope you enjoyed it. To feature your inside story, contact us at www.rebcatcreations.com or follow us on Instagram at rebcatcreations.